Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. The inspiring story, Miracle of the Northern Lights by Philip H. Duda, is about three sick children in need of a miracle and the lengths to which loved ones will go to help them. A reminder that hope, faith, and prayer have power no matter who you are, from the poorest to the richest. Philip is a multitasking person, an inventor, artist, poet, father, songwriter, and published author. Many years of exploration in the jungles of Panama and other places around the world, he received a worldwide Silver Poetry Award, among other acclamations. A military veteran with 20 years of service, knowledgeable in geology, archaeology, and other areas of science and technology, as well as other intellectual endeavors. A pleasure to welcome back to This Week in America, Philip H. Duda, author of A Miracle of the Northern Lights. Philip, welcome back to the program. A pleasure to have you with us.
Welcome. I'm glad that I'm back with you all.
Well, it's fun to have you back, and I enjoyed our last conversation. We'll touch on Miracle of the Northern Lights and all the books that you have out there, and we'll give you the website to get information and order Philip's books as well. Let's first of all talk about Miracle of the Northern Lights and where this idea came from. It's quite a story that you tell. It's an inspirational story. You have us laughing. You have us crying. You have us thinking. Where did the idea for this book, this story, come from?
Well, the idea from the book actually came from a dream that I had before my first wife died. After she died, it put me into a whirlwind, and it took me the next 20 years to actually write the book. And my first wife, when I said, "You should write the book, you should write the book." And I tell her, "I will," and I started, and then she passed. So that's where that ended up. But finally, after 20 years, got that done. And it's a tribute to her.
Well, and what a tribute it is. It's a remarkable story. It's a story so well told and receiving rave reviews, not only in the United States, but internationally as well. I mentioned a little bit, I didn't want to give too much away, a little bit about the story. Give me the overview of the story, the miracle of the Northern Lights. What are the Northern Lights, and why is it a miracle? Because a lot of people turn to it for help.
Well, everybody looks at miracles, which it inspires you when you go and you look at the Northern Lights. It's just like earlier last year and late last year, you could actually see the Northern Lights, and they had appeared all the ways down here in Florida on the Northern Panhandle.
Yes.
And people were taking pictures and everything of it. It's inspired a lot of people asking questions. What's going on? You know, they are so beautiful. And many of them says, well, we're going to have to take a trip up north to actually see them. I told him that would be good, you know. And yes, I had seen them on the way to Vietnam. We stopped over in Alaska one time. But that's years and years ago. So it just shows the power of God, and it shows the power of love.
Well, it really does, and it made such an impression on you. This was decades ago and still on your mind, and the basis for the book, Miracle of the Northern Lights. One of the stories in there is Jim and his son, Mark, who is not doing well physically, and they're very obviously very concerned about that. Talk about that story and how they become attuned to the Northern Lights, and what satisfaction, what relief that brings them.
Well, it happened many, many years ago that their grandfather had heard of a miracle that happened up there, you know, and it was just, story, a legend, and that's it. But he had a crystal that he had been holding ever since he was a kid that had been passed down, and it's rainbow crystal. And yes, there are rainbow crystals, just like there are rainbow trees. And those can be looked up. And the story goes that these people were kicked out of their tribe and everything else in the up north area with the Northlands. And they just got deeper and deeper and deeper into the mountains. And then finally, they saw a light. And it was an old guy with a lantern. He just motioned them, and they started to follow him. the next thing you know, it was almost like the finger of God went through the mountain. And next thing you know, following that, you're in this old valley that has been long, long forgotten. And the buildings and everything are still there. And then it goes from that point there to where maybe since, you know, his son, Tom's son, is that sick, maybe it's a real place to go. You know, maybe it's not fantasy. And the only thing that the son wants to do is see the northern lights before he dies. But that family is too poor, along with two other families, which want to see the northern lights. The kids actually meet in a dream, a living dream. And it's like years and years ago when I actually had the dream, I could feel the snow falling on my hand, and I could smell the smoke from the old fireplace.
Wow.
You know, and it was so real. You know, but anyways, you'd have to read the book to find out, because the old guy is important, but not important. And at the end of the book, you actually find out who that old man is.
I was going to say, I didn't want to give away the end of the book, but this will hold your attention throughout. And when you get to the end, it's really a satisfying end of the book. It's just so well written. The book is available wherever books are sold. Miracle of the Northern Lights by Philip Duda, D-U-D-A. I will direct you to lulu.com/shop. That's the best place to go to pick up a copy of the book, as well as all of the other books that Philip has written, including an award-winning poetry book. And we'll talk about that during the course of the program today. But lulu.com/shop. That link's on our website. You can go there and link on directly and be able to get information on Philip's book. In the book, part of the story is about puzzle boxes. Talk about those, and are there such things as puzzle boxes?
Oh, definitely there are puzzle boxes. The ones that made the puzzle boxes the best were the Chinese. And it could be a simple puzzle box, or it could be so difficult, and they may have different sections in it. If you try to undo the puzzle box in the wrong way, it destroys the contents of it. But with the whole story and the puzzle box, it goes through in a totally array of different situations that happen. But the puzzle box is very important, because now all of a sudden you not just have one or two people, you have a slew of people trying to figure this out to help Tom's son.
You know, as you talk about this, and you can pick it up, you can sense it as you're reading the book, Miracle of the Northern Lights, this really was more than a dream for you, wasn't it? I would say, I don't want to exaggerate here, but what almost a life-altering experience for you, this dream, this vision that you had.
Oh, yes, definitely. And it was good. That's just like what was strange is had gone down to Gainesville and dropped off Miracle of the Northern Lights and a couple of other books to the university down there. On the way back, here's, you know, stopping to get a drink. And next thing you know, here's this very, you know, elegant lady with a BMW, you know, and handing out a brochure, you know. And she looks at me. She says, are you the writer? I said, yes, ma'am. She says, can I just get Miracle of the Northern Lights? I said, yes, ma'am. She, you know, went through it real quick, and she's there, you know, this would make a great movie. I said, yeah. I said, but I don't have the funding. And I said, basically, I'm the only person that's been doing all this type of stuff. He said, well, why don't you get a hold of Elon Musk? I said, I don't even know who he is. She said, well, I know him. He said, if you find out an address, send one to him. You know, and that's where that lies, you know, right now.
Well, hopefully something
funding for the movie and everything else, you know.
That would be a great story. It's a very visual book, and you can see that as you're reading Miracle of the Northern Lights. There's so many aspects of it that come to life as you're reading it. it gets you thinking on the number of things, the legends that are passed down from generation to generation. That's part of the story as well. And I mentioned before, you like to travel and you like to talk to people and get stories. How important are those, the fables, the legends that get passed down from generation to generation? They're a key part of who we are, aren't they?
Yes, they are. And at the same time, many of them are actually true. If you go and you look at history, even over the past 5-10 years, all the different things which they are finding that was actually in legend. And it's like, no, this can't be right. This can't be right, you know. But yet they found Troy. They found some of these other areas, you know. It's just like with the diamonds and everything else, okay. They go and they find them, okay. Everybody thought, well, there's no diamonds up in Canada. Well, guess what? There's a major thing in Canada, same like in Australia and stuff, where it was a legend to begin with. But yet, somebody found it. And see, with me, it's the knowledge and finding a lot of different things for that knowledge. Because knowledge is key to maybe even help the world in the long run.
And you've done so well with that, with the explorations of An Inventor. I mentioned everything in the background. And this book, again, has touched lives. The book is Miracle of Northern Lights. You'll find it at lulu.com/shop. The other books that Philip has written are there as well. And there's a link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Miracles is something interesting, and you talk about that in the book as you're telling the story. Miracles, are there such things as miracles or illusion to the mind, or a rare occurrence? How do you look at the miracles? Do they exist?
Yes, I look at it. They do exist, okay, for the simple reason. You only have some people that had cancer that couldn't be cured 100%, especially some kids, and had parents and everything, pray and pray and pray. And the kids or the adults were on their last leg, they gave up. Yet they prayed. And next thing you know, the doctors are going nuts. And they're going, whoa, wait a minute now. We just did all the tests. We just did all the x-rays and everything. You're free 100%. You can't do that from one day to the next. But it has happened, along with many other types of diseases too. But you can't give up. That's the main thing. If you give up, you're lost. So why give up? Keep fighting.
Well, and we see that displayed in Miracle of Northern Lights by Philip Duda. That's D-U-D-A, book available at lulu.com in the shop there. And again, the link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Let's talk a little bit about your career, the other books that you have written, a book of poetry that have been award-winning book is that I mentioned before. What are the other books that you've written? What are the other books that you've written, and what are you working on now?
I go and have Confines of the Mind, which is a poetry book. You're going to have Minds in the Basket, and the front cover of that one there, I am the artist, to put it bluntly. But it causes a lot of controversy, people say, because it shows the old vet, and you're going to see hero, vet, and then homeless in very small letters. But it shows God grace with the light flowing on him and on the holy book, because the holy book keeps him going. And then you're going to have the people just above him, his head. Those are the people that saved him. You're going to have the enemy in a ghostly manner to the left-hand side or to the right-hand side of him. So that's that one. And then you're going to have the newest one, which is In a Mind's Eye, A Journey Through Darkness to Discover Light. It's the heart of a soldier with all the tribulations and trials that he has to go through. You're going to have Miracle of the Christmas Flower and Fields of Honor, which has to be redone, but that's neither here nor there. That will get done. And then you have Confines of the Mind. You have a total of 6 books. You only have 3 and 3. 3 of them are poetry, and 3 of them are not. And I'm working on 3 other books right now, which is a poetry book and 2 other stories. One of them extends to Miracle of the Northern Lights, which I hope to have done within a year.
And you can follow Philip by going to the website, lulu.com/shop. The main book will come up, at least it did for me, the book we're talking about here, Miracle of Northern Lights. In fact, I put that in, that came up. And then I clicked on the author's name, and it took me to the page with all of the other books, and you'll find all of the information and be able to purchase there as well. You have this ability to go back and forth between the poetry and writing the prose, the books. Is there a favorite that you have, or do you enjoy whatever mood you're in? That's what you're going to be working on.
Basically, a lot of times that's what it is, and I may sit outside when it's warm. And I'll have a fire in the fireplace with cedar. You know, makes it smell good.
Oh,
and
yes.
Eases you down, you know, and it just inspires you, whether it be for writing, for painting, you know, for all these different things, for figuring out what to say, you know. And that's the easement time for you.
Well, it sounds like you've got a handle on what it takes to be able to reflect and to write and to motivate people. In Miracle of the Northern Lights, what do you hope the takeaway is? What do you hope the reader gets, the message he gets, she gets in reading the book?
Well, the main thing that I hope that they get is to remember, miracles do happen, number one. Number two, never give up. If I had given up years ago on this book, that would have been it.
Yes.
Why? You know, sure, it was hard to do. Sure, every time I started to write, I started to cry. But it finally has come out as a tribute to my wife, you know. And just go from there, you know. And people are saying, you ain't going to sell no 10,000 copies. I said, whatever. I said, you know what? The main thing is, all the writings that I have, somebody gets something out of it. I don't know what it's with it, their own being, within their own mind and heart, what they get out of it. Some people may hate it. Some people may like it. You never know.
And I guess that's the value of art, that everybody sees it a different way. You're able to motivate through that art, the message, simple, don't give up. We hear that all the time to where it's just sort of noise, but you read a book like this, Miracle of the Northern Lights, and you see the circumstances, you see the beautiful story unfold that Philip has written, and suddenly don't give up has a lot more meaning, and it is encouraging to people and has been the readers of the book. And again, the book available at lulu.com in the shop. Mentioned several of the books, and by the way, the cover for Minds in a Basket, we've got up on the screen, the video version of this. We've got a picture of Philip, we've got the cover, Miracle of the Northern Lights, and we've got the cover for Minds in a Basket up on the screen as well, so you can see that. In a number of the books, you reflect back on a soldier, and you, I think, spent a number of years in Vietnam, 20 years in the service, I don't know how many in Vietnam. But what impact did that make on you? How did that shape you as a person and as an artist?
Well, it shook you to the core with all the things that you had seen and what happened to a lot of the different people and stuff, okay? People say that it's a barbaric land, okay? It's land trying to survive. But in the jungle, there are so many beautiful things, you know? And getting through it was one thing. Okay, then I had finally gotten back, you know, and years later I got married, you know, to my first wife, which had a child. So that helped me through, because I could focus, you know, on the family. The family is what was very important to me and still is. So all I can do is try, you know, and keep on going. And like people say, well, what about Vietnam? And I go and I tell them, let me put it this way. It's a place I do not want to remember, a time I cannot forget, and the nightmares will last forever until the day I die. So, you know, that's what I have to say about Vietnam, because I don't like to talk about it. It brings in too many other memories.
Certainly understandable, and talk to so many veterans of that time period who share the same thoughts. It's just something they would love to get rid of, and they just can't. And you do a wonderful job in the books of touching on military, the soldiers that that we talked about in the one book, Minds in a Basket. And now, when do you think that's not out now, right? That's still in publication?
Minds in a Basket is out.
Okay. And you will find that as well at lulu.com/shop. All the books there. They're available in e-form. They're available in paperbacks as well. We talked about this before. You try your best. One thing you like to look into is questions about what is, what can be, what could be. Talk about that and finding answers. It's a very reflective situation that you put yourself in. How challenging is that, and how satisfying is when you're able to think these things through?
It's very satisfying, you know, and there's a lot of questions out there, especially like in space with Mars and stuff.
Yes.
Okay, so you're going to have mushrooms up there, so you're going to have something eating on some of the mushrooms, you know, in some of these darkened areas. So what, you know, there's actual life up there, you know, to what extent we don't really understand or know. You know, and that's going to shock a lot of people. How can you say that? Well, NASA has pictures.
Yeah, and you touched on that before. Things that we thought were fables or a rare occurrence are not miracles. We find out later that's not the case. They are actually, it's true, and they're actually are miracles. What was it like for you? It maybe still is. I don't know how much you travel now, but going to different countries and meeting different people and seeing and studying different people and different. And different situations. How rewarding is that?
Well, basically right now it's just, you know, don't have the ability to go overseas, you know, because of my wife, you know.
Yes.
She's, you know, diabetic and stuff like that. And I had a setback because I had to have stents put in my heart. But other than that, you know, it's like we'd like to travel around the country. And no matter where we travel, here I am, handed out these brochures on all these books for people to look at, and maybe it hits, maybe it doesn't. You know, we will find out in the future.
Well, I hope you're doing well. Health is better now after the stents?
It's getting there. It's just a slow process, that's all. But like I said, you can't give up. It's easier just to lay on the couch and say, oh, guess what? I've had it. I ain't going to do nothing. Why? No reason to.
And having the satisfaction of knowing that you're judging people with your writing, in this case, Miracle of the Northern Lights, the books of poetry, the one book that I mentioned, an award-winning book featured at the Frankfurt Book Fair back several years ago. So the work is out there. It is making an impact on other people, and it's such a pleasure, Philip, to have you back on the program. Continued success in writing. What should we look for next? I mentioned they'll find all of your books at lulu.com in the shop there. What's the next one that'll be out that we can get information
on? I cannot say which one. It depends on which one that I can actually get out the next.
Ah, okay.
You know, I have over 200 poems and have to have my wife actually do it because I can't do it with my hands. You know, type, you know, a computer type thing and kick it out. You know, and it's just like, heck, I was a school bus driver for 10 years, you know, and a lot of the kids in the bad areas, I helped them, you know, and now some of them are doing some poetry and some drawings and everything else. So, you know, it works out good.
You know, that really is fantastic what you've done, not only with the books and the art and all of that, but just your real life and the inspirational role that you've played in children and turning them on to the world that's out there and the world of art and being able to express themselves. It's such a wonderful story. You'll love the book, Miracle of the Northern Lights. The book is available now as an ebook as well as paperback. It's available at lulu.com/shop and all the links on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Philip, always a pleasure. Continued success. Hopefully getting healed and healthy. Don't give up, and we'd love to have you back on the program. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, you will.
looking forward to it. Always so much to talk about, and great messages that you're able to give to the audience. And I learned something as well. So that's a bonus as we're doing the programs. Our guest, Philip Duda, that's D-U-D-A, Miracle of the Northern Lights, his newest. That book and all of the others available at lulu.com/shop. If you're traveling, can't remember that, no problem. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and you'll have a direct link to Philip's site at Lulu and be able to order books there as well. My thanks to King Pages Press for arranging our conversation today, the author's marketing consultant, results-oriented, making sure your work gets the attention it truly deserves. That's kingpagespress.com. I thank them for arranging our chat with Phil today. You're listening to This Week in America, and we're back on today's program right after these messages.